Scott Smith's business headquarters is in Hyannis, but his production facility is in St. Johnsonville, New York. In 2010, the town experienced a devastating flood. His factory there was filled with oil-contaminated water, as high as 15 feet. It looked like the end of everything he had invested in. But in trying to clean up, he made a discovery.
We just had some open cell material. We knew it was supposed to attract oil, and we threw it in the water, and it attracted the oil and absorbed it and repelled the water and helped us with the cleanup.
You didn't just think, oh, well, that's neat, and go along your way.
I said, well, this really is an unmet need, I think, in the middle of our own disaster that wiped us out. We thought we stumbled onto something that was quite novel.
Now, this is a big problem around the world, cleaning oil from water. And what Smith came up with was so straightforward. Basically, it's a sponge, but a sponge that, because of its chemical properties, only soaks up oil, not water.
We thought it was so simple, and we realized that no one was really doing it.
No one was doing it, perhaps, because it needed a lot of development. For one thing, the material Smith started with kept falling to pieces. He had to adjust the recipe. I asked him how he went about looking for the right ingredient.
I was researching specification sheets from our raw material suppliers, and I stumbled upon ethylene methyl acrylate, and I became obsessed with foaming this. I was told it would never foam. So we spent over $5 million in research and development, figuring out how to expand it and making it have the tensile strength and the ability to attract the oil.
How long did that process take, trying to figure out how to create this out of the material that you were pretty sure would be the right stuff?
Around 4 years. We had just commercialized it at the time of the BP Gulf oil disaster.
The BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, that's the second disaster that helped launch his invention. We'll get to that in a moment. First, about the stuff itself. Smith called his invention OpFlex. It's a green, spongy foam. It comes in many configurations. Sheets about a quarter inch thick, cubes bundled into long net tubes, even mitts. And then there's a shape they call the indicator.
This looks like a picture of Daddy Long Leg with about 64 sets of legs.
I brought along just a little jar full of some of my old two-stroke engine oil. And I found this little plastic tub around the station to hold water. Do you think, can we do a little experiment?
Absolutely.
You can show me
Absolutely.
How this works. Okay. And I confessed, I did also put in some chainsaw oil while I was at it. I was just kind of in my garage figuring I would mix and match.
Well, that's the beauty of OpFlex, being an open-celled elastomer. All kinds of oils, and even the lighter refined oils and the sheens, this absorbs in ways that other conventional materials do not.
We're pouring the oil in. So looking at the little tub of water we have here, you can see a lot of the oil has come up to the surface. It's two-stroke engine oil, so it's tinted blue. It's easy to see. But then some little bit has settled onto the bottom, too, some heavier oil maybe.
Oh, there! See that? It just broke off and came up. You just saw a big globule come right up. So you're actually mimicking not only everyday oil spills at the Port of New Bedford, but what's still going on in the Gulf of Mexico. So I've torn off a piece of OpFlex that fits into the plastic container, and we're now putting it in the oil. So you can see right here, the water is beating up on it. And this is after, what, 20, 30 seconds?
All right, now, I have to tell you that everything that you've described to me about this has not really prepared me for this, what you've just shown me.
It's pretty dramatic when you actually see it, and it's simple.
The OpFlex, it's as if it's sort of grabbed up the oil.
That's correct.
And I can just pick up this sheet of green foam, and it's holding the oil, and it's not even dripping much water.
No, it's not. And if you want, you can hand-wring it back into your container here, and you can put it back in the water and absorb it all over again.
Helping to clean up the BP oil disaster in the Gulf of Mexico launched OpFlex. It was the first commercial deployment. They used more than 2 million square feet. Now the company's business is expanding rapidly. In the Port of New Bedford, Smith has been demonstrating the presence of oil contamination and PCBs. Stormwater runoff poses another ecological challenge he thinks OpFlex could address, and a big oil spill in China generated a $1 million order. Do you think of yourself as an inventor?
I never really thought of myself as an inventor. I just thought of myself as trying to help solve a problem.
Scott Smith's hope is that his creative solution can contribute to cleaning up environmental disasters around the world. For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Steve Junker.